Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1558. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemerbaran Zisa Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel and Lirafua Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we are going through the various different categories, setting them up. Not setting them up, they're already set up, but we're just going through seeing what they are, and then we'll try and get into obviously all the nitty gritty, as they say, the various different halachas and what everything is all about, and many, many different klolim that apply to muksa in different categories. Okay, so far we spoke about muksa machmas chasar and kis. We said that's where one is makbid, that it shouldn't get broken, shouldn't get ruined. And we spoke about muksa machmas gufai, something like money, something like wood, beams, these type of things. And of course, we'll give many, many more examples. Sand, you know, we'll give many more examples as we go down the road. And see what that's all about. The next, the third category is kli shemalachta le'isr. Many, many things. Something that is a kli utensil itself that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos because by using it, by using that utensil, it's usher to do. In other words, you're being over a malacha for whatever reason is. We'll try and go through many examples like a radio. Right, you have any type of machinery, small machinery, all these various different type of things in general run under the Isra of Klisha Malach de l'Isra. And of course, we're going to see as we go down the road, many times it's a machlokes as to what category a certain item falls into. Okay, so, but the general concept of Klisha Malach de l'Isra is any type of utensil that is used for Isra, that it can't be used on Shabbos because of the fact a person is doing an Isra, either one of the Lamates Malachas or whatever the case might be, on Shabbos by using that utensil. So it falls in general under the concept of klisha malachta le'isr. Now a person might say, so we just mentioned, good, so certain utensils, certain items is a machlokes as to which category it falls into. So what's the difference? A person might ask, who cares? If it's muksa, it's muksa, I can't move it. No, because we're going to see, there's various different ways. There are, especially when we talk about klisha malachta le'isr, we're going to see that there's certain times and places that it could be moved in certain ways, for whatever the reason might be. Klisha malachta le'isr, where possibly, I'm just giving an example, we're not getting into any halachas yet, just giving an example, whereby muksa machmas gufai, or chasaron kis, is on a stricter level to an extent that it can never be moved at all with one's hands. We'll see possibly tiltil begufai, one's body, over there it's a little bit different, but some of the categories, at least klisha malachta le'isr, sometimes could possibly even be moved with one's hands for certain situations. But just stam like this, it is a classification of muksa. So therefore, each item, it's important to know as to which category it actually falls into. Okay, so the last one he brings on chelik revi. That's the third one. He brings on the fourth one, and that one's a little bit more complicated, which we'll have to see what that's all about. There's a concept known as migoy de iskatsoe levenaf shmashis iskatsoe lekule yoima. That's sort of the concept, and it has to do with what we call buses. He says like this, kol shemalachta leheter, any item which is used for heter, a utensil or whatever that's used for heter, umunech alav davamuksa, right? And there's a davamuksa on that's sitting on that item. Let's say I have my very expensive item, my very expensive watch, or something that's, let's say, muksa machmas chasaron kis, just to give an example, right? And it's very expensive, and it falls under the category of klisha malachta le'isr. I'm very worried about it, whatever. Okay, so now if that's sitting on something else, again, in certain situations, depending on what it's sitting on, we're going to say that item that it's sitting on, since it's a foundation for the very expensive watch or whatever the case is, or the item, let's say, I don't want to say so much watch, but let's say the item that's very expensive and the person's very nervous about whatever, and it does fall under the category of klis, of muksa machmas chasar and kis, for example, they put it down on this place before Shabbos, and it was there before, right before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, Benish Moshes, whatever the case is. So then again, we'll get into all the details with that. So then many times we're going to say, again, depending on what it's on and what, when, and where, we'll say that it's a possibility that the item it's sitting on, even though that item might be something that's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. All right. So, and it's not muksa, but now it becomes muksa also along with the item that's on top of it because of the fact that it's a foundation, it's a basis, For that item, and that falls, and again, it has to be there from before Shabbos, and we'll see how that works. So that's another chelik. That's the fourth category that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Afilu hustra b'Shabbos, and even in that case, even if somebody says, well, good, so I'll have it removed before, I'll have it removed on Shabbos. I'll do it till Tabagufay, whatever the case is, right? I'll have somehow knock it off, with my foot or whatever on Shabbos, so maybe then I can move the item underneath. So there's this concept now would apply also v'afilu husri b'Shabbos, even if somebody removes that muksadika item on Shabbos itself. Since it was on the bottom item, which is technically not muksa usually, right? But since it was on there from before Shabbos with the proper conditions, which we'll see, so therefore we say it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Okay, so that's a void. He says further, void, v'yesh oid shnei chalakim muksa. There's two more chalakim muksa. He says, echad davar shehoyu bein hashmashes mechubar mechusat seida. So these are different things also, items which were attached to the ground, right? For example, like fruits that fell off, that was attached from before Shabbos, it fell off on Shabbos. We're going to see how exactly that works. There are also items. These items are not something which is as usual, if you want to call it, as the regular muksa categories which we spoke about. Those muksa categories which we spoke about apply. Everything always applies, but those muksa categories which we just spoke about, do come up more often. Okay, we'll try and talk a little bit more about these other muksa categories upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.